listeners. You are listening to another episode of That's Entertainment. I am your pop culture maven, Jeff Malone. But since this is a mini episode, it's just me on the microphone. My co-host and Aunt Beth, is safe and sound in her home of Hampton, Maine. Unless she's not. Maybe she's taking a trip somewhere at the moment. Hopefully we see her next fall. But actually, I think I'll be seeing her before then. Anyway, this is an Aunt Beth tells Jeff to ... episode where Aunt Beth gives me a recommendation of some movie, TV show, album, book, etc. that I've never fully encountered before, even despite how much of a pop culture maven I am. And then I hop on the microphone and let her and you, the listeners, know what I thought about it, and maybe answer the question, will I keep watching it? Or, you know, if I've already watched it in its entirety, will I rewatch it or otherwise continue to appreciate it? Anyway, yeah, so in the What's Aunt Beth Tells Jeff to mini episodes, lately we've been doing a thing called the Classics, where I asked Aunt Beth specifically, recommend something from before I was born. So before March 1988. And so what she's done recently has been picking specific years. In this latest go-around, she picked 1978, so I checked out the album Jesus of Cool and the movie Days of Heaven. Now I'm getting to the TV show she recommended that premiered in 1978, and it's called Mork and Mindy. This was a spin-off from a very popular show called Happy Days, but it was kind of different. Whereas Happy Days was about, hey, well, remember what life was like in America in the 1950s? Mork and Mindy is more like, hey, what if you lived with an alien from outer space who's a lot like Robin Williams? Wouldn't that be kooky? Anyway, yeah, so yeah, this show was spun off from Happy Days. In a way, it was kind of like a fantastical episode, I think, where, like, Fonzie meets an alien. There, you know, it wasn't like Mork was a regular part of life in Milwaukee for them. That's where Happy Days took place in, right, Milwaukee? But, I'm not sure exactly what the backstory was, but they set it up specifically for it to be spun off, as opposed to being like, hey, Mork's a popular Happy Days character, let's finally give him his own show. No, this was like, the plan was all along to have a Mork and Mindy show. Anyway, yeah, so Robin Williams plays Mork, an alien from Ork, and Mindy is played by Pam Dauber. She's a young adult, earthling female, and she and Mork hit it off. So I watched the two-part pilot episode just to get me a good sense of what this show is all about, and I did get a good sense. It looks like most of the season of the series is currently streaming on Pluto. Not the planet, the streaming application. Although it didn't look like the pilot was on Pluto. I watched that on YouTube. Okay. So here's what I thought. Nanu Nanu. I agree. Look, this is just a showcase for Robin Williams to goof off, and that's a terrific idea. And Pam Dauber gives him the support she needs. And actually, so a good chunk the episode is of the pilot episode is Mork going to visit the Fonz, Arthur Fonzarelli, to learn how to talk to human women. And then Penny Marshall shows up as Laverne from Laverne and Shirley. She's Laverne, right? Not Shirley? Oh my gosh. Let's make sure I got that correctly. That would, Penny played Laverne. Okay. You think, okay, this is the attraction here is just Robin doing his thing. So it doesn't matter really who his scene partner is, but I'm like, you know what? His scenes with Mindy are so much better than his scenes with the Fawn and Laverne. Not that those scenes are bad, but I'm like, they were ready for Mork to do his own thing. Let's see. I wrote down a bunch of quotes. Yeah, just a lot of great turns of phrase from Mork. You know, I'm a sucker for funny aliens, funny friendly aliens who are trying to fit in. They love Earth culture. And, you know, Robin Williams was kind of, he seemed like that, wasn't he? As far as we know, he was an actual Earthling human being, but he was the type of comedian where you're like, ah, oh, man, he's like an alien who somehow made his way to Earth. He looks like an actual human man, but he doesn't always behave like one, but in a way that delights us. And, yeah, he was a square peg in a round hole, but he fit that square peg into that round hole sometime. That's a reference to something, a climactic moment from the Mork and Mindy pilot, but also a description of the character of Mork and of the actor, Robin Williams. So, Sazbot. I wrote down Sazbot, and as well as Sazbot. Are they the same? Did Robin accidentally leave out an H one time when he was supposed to say Sazbot? Well, anyway. This is a fun watch. Now the question, am I going to keep watching? Well, you know, as I think I may have mentioned on an earlier What's Aunt Beth Tells Jeff To mini episode, this is a difficult question in this day and age when we're talking about TV shows, because I'm already watching, what, 525,600 shows, and, oh man, I'd love to stick in some classic shows, but onto my rotation, but I don't want to get behind on my current shows, and holy doly. Well, let's put it this way. In 20 years ago, thereabouts, where I wasn't constantly 3 months behind on certain shows that I'm like, oh, I'm going to catch up on this show, or, you know, 5 seasons behind on some shows, you know, where I actually had some free time in my TV watching schedule, I might have been like, you know what, I'll watch a Mork and Mindy episode here and there. The last one made me laugh. You know, so it's not really fair to ask the question, will I continue watching this? Because it's almost definitely no for any classic show, even the very best ones, unless all current TV suddenly disappears. So, in a more revealing question is, would I continue watching this show in a non-peak TV era? And, you know, I think I would. Maybe I'll watch at least one more episode of Mork and Mindy in its entirety before I die, at the very least. Hopefully I can fit that in. We'll see what happens. You know, hopefully I've got at least a few more decades left. But anyway, yes, so thank you, Aunt Beth, for kicking me towards actually watching Mork and Mindy. I was aware of it before you mentioned it. I did grow up on a diet that included some Nick at Night and TV Land, after all. So yeah. Okay, we've got some more of that entertainment coming your way in the weeks and months ahead, most likely. Probably talk about what I thought about the Emmy nominations when they come out in July. Is that when they come out? I think. Anyway, that's just one little tease. Was Mork and Mindy ever nominated for Emmys? I think it might have been. Robin certainly gave an Emmy-worthy performance. Anyway, you can, in the meantime, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Blue Sky. You can support us on Patreon. And, of course, you can keep your remotes handy and your eyes open.